95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Hey, Sluggo, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So, I was downstairs.
I was wondering if we were going to talk.
Because I may have misplaced my key card. No. So, I texted Sluggo, what are the chances you could come down and get me at the elevator?
Which usually I'd be running down, no
Which
problem.
Which is kind of a normal thing, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, whatever, but yeah.
I didn't get a response. And then I said, if I were at the elevators, what if you came and got me? And then I didn't get a response. And then I texted, for the sake of example, if someone were waiting for a key card to get up at the elevators, what would happen to said person?
And I said,
nothing. And then I said, if a person were stuck at the elevators, then what? So all four of those texts, and then I got, he forgot his phone. Can you call the hotline?
My phone is sitting at home.
Yep.
It's right next to your key card on the bedside table. I mean, in the kitchen in my house. Completely different place.
And then I got a text. You two are quite the unprepared pair. And I said, you misspelled genius. Now,
my poor wife.
Here's my question for you, Sluggo.
Yes.
As I have worked here only, what, 10
Coming
months?
Up on a year.
Yeah. What would the process be, say, if a person here, not me, but an unresponsible person.
Oh, right. One of those. I don't know any of
right.
those. As my phone sits
were
at home.
To lose their key card. And then...
oh, really?
No longer had access to it.
Oh, the person we're talking about has completely lost their key card.
Let's say, for the sake of example, yes.
I believe you get a raise and a pat on the back, yeah, and as much time off if you'd like. And
wow, that's great news.
Yeah, maybe cupcakes and...
have you ever...
you know, amazingly, I haven't. I like to leave my phone sitting at home charging all the time and, you know, like...
It's a thing I do occasionally.
Yeah.
And by occasionally, I mean once a month. It's a good, solid once a month. I have a system. I have a foolproof system.
Of remembering to bring stuff?
Of having my key card.
Oh, right.
My key card specifically.
Right.
Stays in a pocket.
Right.
Once it goes out of that pocket, for whatever reason, we were just on a break for a couple of weeks.
Right. It's gone.
Gone.
Who knows?
Yeah. And I search the place. It doesn't exist.
I think everybody...
It doesn't exist.
Yeah. I
what do you mean you think everybody? You've never lost one.
That's true, but I...
That's insane! You've never lost a key card?
No. I locked myself out of my first radio station when I was like 18.
Same,
while the song was on the air.
Who hasn't?
Whatever,
same.
Exactly.
But and that's
was,
it?
Yeah. But I leave my cell phone at home.
I lose my key card twice a year.
See, and that's what sucks about this, maybe. Where we're at now. We're on the eighth floor as opposed to like the
yes,
old place where
correct.
It was like you could easily crawl in a bathroom window over there.
Right.
It's a little bit harder.
There's a lot of ways to get in
yeah,
over there.
Yeah, you got a Batman at here to climb up the...
Here you text your friend.
Yeah. Whose phone is sitting at
His
home being charged.
Is not with him. So the process would be just to go admit to somebody that I failed?
Oh, that sucks.
Do you know the process? I mean, do you even...
I know.
You don't even know how to get a replacement
key card. I don't know anybody in management. Oh, wait.
Right,
I'm going
to have to go ask somebody else who knows.
Oh, that sucks.
Because I don't... that's not...
Just blame it on...
it's not in my possession.
Jonathan from the morning show. Just say it's his fault.
Jonathan!
Yeah, he lost it. You gave it to him so he could
bitch.
Go to the bathroom, and he never gave it back.
He always seemed shaky to me.
Yeah! Very funny, but shaky as hell.
Like words that make you crazy.
Splooge.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Splooge. It's horrible.
I'm sorry, your phone's cutting out.
I'm sorry.
What's it?
Splooge.
What is it?
Splooge. Like, okay, like an... S-P-L-U-G-E.
F-L what?
It's S as in Sam.
Yeah.
P, like
wait, you're fine with yeah. but...
yeah, is fine, but splooge, ew.
We are going to embark on our Gimme 5, and today's theme is a special homage to the game that refuses to die.
Gimme 5!
A nice set of pipes.
In a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
So today, it's all about names in honor of the name game. At the very end of it, we'll give you another chance to win that $11,000. But songs with people's names in the titles, can you think of any? 818-955-KLOS. Start off with two names, Jack and Diane. Gimme 5 today. We're playing the name game on Gimme 5. five songs with names in the titles. We just got five names right there. John, Cougar, Mellencamp, Jack, and Diane. If you can think of any KLOS songs with a name in the title, you can hit us up 818-955-KLOS or find me on the tweet machine, the Bluebird of Gossip. I am at Sluggo Doug and suggested there as well. Donnie Iris! Ah! Leah! What are you doing? In honor of the KLOS game that your grandchildren will be playing, trying to win that $11,000 on Gimme 5 today, it is names. Hello, KLOS. What name do you think we should play?
Rihanna.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Layla.
Also a good one.
Angie from the Rolling Stones.
Also a good one. You just did Ruby Tuesday, though. Well, no, wait a minute. Between Rihanna and Layla, which one would you really want to hear?
Oh, Layla.
Layla, really? All right. Hold on. Digging out a... Oh, what has Kevin been doing to this CD? what's your name?
Aaron.
Aaron, here it is.
Yay!
Give unto me five... Five songs with names in the title. Layla there by request, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's the second song today I played with bird sounds at the end. And that's a pretty damn long request, 7 minutes. So that means we get to take a break right now and play some exciting commercial messages.
Nobody has to tell Sluggo to drink, I'll tell you that.
That is a fact.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Japan wants young people to drink more alcohol.
That is...
Have you ever heard of that?
No. Man, I love Japan. From the place where you can buy used panties in a vending machine, and they have those giant 3D billboards that terrify people, which is awesome. Now you're saying...
The Japanese government has been hit in the pocket by an unusual problem. Young people aren't drinking enough. Since the pandemic began, bars and other premises selling alcohol have been hit hard by COVID-19.
Sure, yeah.
So they started upping the amount of people who could sell alcohol.
Really?
And the government's solution is to launch a contest to find new ways to encourage young people to drink more.
Drink!
Wow, the government is saying...
crazy?
Japan, get in there and drink, kids.
Japan, along with several other countries in Asia, maintained a tough restriction throughout most of the pandemic. And they're saying that the pub or the tavern were particularly hit hard, with the latest available figures showing sales down to half from 2019 to 2020.
And that's a big tax thing. And there's a lot of money in booze taxes.
That's one of the things, is the taxes gives the government a tremendous amount of their money.
Sure.
Young adults have done fine. 30% of the people in their 40s to 60s drink regularly.
Yeah, we're not giving up.
40s to 60s are fine. It's people under 40.
What are you people thinking? Come on!
That need to drink more.
Wow. And only in Japan would they say, you know, we got to start selling booze anywhere. How about the newsstand? How about the hospital should have a bar?
Sure.
You know what I mean? You go into the hospital.
On every floor, yeah.
Yeah.
Japan lifted its state of emergency in October 2021, allowing restaurants to sell alcohol again and stay up later. But restrictions in some part of the country remain in place until March of this year.
What is the drinking age there? Does it say by chance?
4.
No, that's Alabama, dude.
No, I don't know. But it is a crazy thing to think of your government.
Right.
Trying desperately. They're having a contest. They're throwing it out to the people. They're saying, we're having a contest. If you win, if you give us the winning idea to get young people to drink again, you'll win money.
Wow, it's the future, man.
Right?
It's Japan.
How crazy is that?
I don't know. I heartily approve of this.
I need to move to Japan. I can come up with some good ways to get young people to drink.
People are dumb. You're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
I'm going to give you a little bit more than the headline, but the headline says it all.
Okay.
It is really encapsulated in one sentence.
Ah, well done.
Man allegedly stole girlfriend's ring to buy her an engagement ring.
Wow. There's a man you want to be with.
Police say a Louisiana man stole his girlfriend's ring, pawned it, and then use that money to put a down payment on an engagement ring for her.
Why doesn't he take anything he has? Why doesn't he borrow from friends? Why doesn't he rob a bank? Taking his girlfriend's ring.
Right.
And pawning it.
Pawning it.
To buy her a ring.
And you don't get what it's worth when you pawn it.
No, God no.
So then you just, now you have a down payment.
And it's an engagement ring. Did he pop the question? Did she know he was going to ask even?
Well, the only thing that I can tell you is they're not together anymore.
Ah!
which is probably good. It's probably good.
Definitely for the best.
Any guy that steals a girl's ring to buy her an engagement ring.
Without probably asking if she wants to be married first.
Maybe that's not going to work.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Slugo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Slugo in the afternoon.
Mama boy.
Humans can live up to 150 years, new study claims.
Screw that.
I am getting a lot of that response from this story, which is, I don't want to live to be.
No.
They can live until 150 years old, according to research, and scientists are trying to figure it out how. So Harvard engineers, geniuses, biohackers, internet billionaires are all looking for ways, because so far the human body is programmed to shut itself down at about 100.
That's plenty. That's more than enough.
And I agree.
Yeah.
Because I mean, what's your quality of life from 100 to 150?
Thank you. Unless you're super rich and you're like, you know, got your head cut off and it's...
Your head's cut off.
Yeah, what one of those things where you're like on Futurama or whatever.
Oh, I gotcha. You know. So you're living a cartoon life.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah. By after 100, yes.
There are no verified cases of a person living to be older than 122. The oldest living person now is on their way to 119.
I always feel bad for the oldest person on earth because they just bother the hell out of them. And they're like, when do you think you're going to die? Mm-hmm. When do you think you're going to die? Oh, he died. Where's the next one?
What's the secret to long life?
Yeah, exactly.
So they're trying to figure it out. They say 70,000 participants have given all of their DNA and their testing and their ability to fight disease when they're older, like 85 years old.
Right.
Their heart condition and all that kind of stuff. And they're doing a study where it's like, all right, we're going to figure out a way for people to be 150 years old.
I mean, because
this sounds like a bloody great opportunity. I think it's what it sounds like to me.
Is this
what was
Keith
that?
Richards?
Keith Richards and the Heineken 00 hotline.
Thank you for handling that for me.
It's unbelievable. I can't believe it. 150 years. It's only going to believe it.
But wait, you're almost 80. I mean...
Yeah, listen to me. I got another 70 years. And it's going to get me down to get out of this thing.
That's very well said. Well, what is the secret to your longevity, Keith?
Heroin.
I'm sorry. All you said was heroin.
Heroin, yeah. It's in my body to stone or something. I don't know. I don't know the science behind it.
How?
But I know. It's been another 7 years. It's been 70 opportunities for other drugs. It just sounds like a wonderful idea. I can't believe it. I don't know too so many drugs. Mm. 70 years.
Yeah, but are you ready to go another 50 or however much?
How's your health? He just said 70.
Yeah, I know, but he wants to go to 100. Oh, okay. Is that what he said? I had no idea what he said. Sorry, Keith.
I'm almost 80 plus another 70 make 150.
But he can do math. So.
What is well, your... I know that you...
That's how healthy I am. I can do them on. I'm looking at your numbers and add them up here.
I know that you're still alive and clearly healthy enough to play shows, but what is your health like? How's your...
alive. Thank you for recognizing that. And I am also still rocking out with the Rolling Stones.
That's
a
fact.
But
yeah.
How is your body? How's your heart?
My heart is great.
Okay.
I keep it in a shoebox under the bed.
And is the member still strong and going?
Yeah, it's gone on its own. I can play guitar with it. That's how good it is.
Oh, you're the one who knows who that actor is that we've been looking for the last 420 years. Good. Means we want to talk to you. Please make yourself caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. You can tell us who it is. You scoop out that last $11,000 that's been sitting at the bottom of the kitty, collecting dust for so long. Good luck. Despite having listened to and played that song on the radio since it was new in 1984, only 5 or 6 years ago, I finally heard the end of class buzzer just before he says class dismissed. Never noticed it before, never heard it. That's just weird, isn't it? And that's nice and all. But we got to get rid of this money before the rightful owners come looking for it.
The name game, name game.
Yeah, you know, the deal is you need to give us a name! The right damn name! And who are you?
Hi, it's Penny.
Hi, Penny. How are you?
Oh, hi. Kevin and Sluggo, right?
Yeah, you're straight on. You know what? Are you a psychic by any chance?
No,
because seriously, back in the 80s, I knew a psychic by the name of Penny, Penny South, and I'm hoping you are, because maybe you can, hold on, I'm going to hold the piece of paper up with the answer right here to the microphone, okay, so I can give you
$11,000. Okay, hold it close. Ooh, that would be so cool.
All right, I'm holding it as close as possible, and you know, the last couple of guesses were Al Pacino and Tommy Lee Jones. Those are wrong, so Penny, who do you think it is?
I think it's Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage is not right.
It's not right?
No.
No.
Ah!
Gosh. I got through, though. That's,
yeah,
that's
there you go.
Exciting.
You're getting closer, yeah.
Well, thank you anyway. Thanks for picking me.
You bet. Good luck next time.
I'll try next time. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Hi, so, you know, I'm thinking we'll try again one more time. Well, a couple more times. Well, we'll keep trying until someone finally gets it. So, you know, you're waiting to hear a Queen song in order to go see the LA Kings tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena, right? And caller 13 when that happens and you'll be going. But right this second, let's do this.
The name game.
This number carefully, 818-955-KLOS, be caller 13, blah, blah, blah. This is my favorite kind of day. Cloudy, overcast, rainy, misty, miserable. I love it. The only thing that would make me happier is if I could give you some cash.
The name game, the name game.
Take our money. This check is good, I promise. Maybe you don't want to win because you think the check is going to bounce, but... Who's this?
Hey, this is Ken.
What's up, Ken?
Not much. How are you?
Oh, pretty damn good. I'd be mighty happy to wrap up this game and move on to something else. Can you help me out with that?
I would love to.
Well, you're caller 13, so let me tell you the last couple of guesses were Nicolas Cage and Al Pacino. But who is that elusive actor that's been in more than 20 films?
I'm trying to think of his name. Gene Hackman.
I was thinking you're going to ask me to help you with his name. You know, nobody's really done that yet. Hey, that one movie. I'm sorry, Gene Hackman is? Incorrect.
Oh, bummer.
Damn it.
Well, thanks so much.
You bet, man. Have yourself a damn good rest of the day.
Alrighty, sir. Likewise.
Right on. Take care. All right. So we'll do it again between 5 and 6. And then we'll do it again at 8 in the morning with Heidi and Frank. Then we'll do it again at 9. And then at 10. And then we'll do it again at 11. And then we'll do it at
2.
Let's play, since this is the name game, Gimme 5.
The name game.
Let's do it now. Why the hell not? We'll play the fifth of 5 songs with a name in it right after you call 818-955-KLOS, be caller 13, and maybe you're going to get that 11 grand. Give away some money. KLOS, who's this?
This is Anthony.
Anthony, you have succeeded in making yourself caller number 13.
That's great.
Which means you get to play the name game. You have been listening today. You hear the last couple of guesses?
I have, yes.
All right, well, yeah, Gene Hackman and Nicolas Cage are incorrect, and we really want to get this 11K off the table. Will you take it by telling us the right one?
Well, I hope this is the name. I'm going to go with Will Smith.
Will Smith. That is incorrect. I'm sorry. Damn it.
Well,
hey, maybe
give it a shot.
Got one more song to play on our name game, Gimme 5. And I'm wondering if you can tell me then what Baba O'Reilly, whose name that is.
I actually have no idea.
Well, actually, I got a request here for, and I can't find their name, so we're just all screwed on names here, but it's kind of interesting, actually. It is Pete Townsend's two leading philosophical and musical inspirations, Mar Baba and Terry Riley. So it's actually
a
combo plate of names, and a damn good one.
There you go.
It's the number one thing on the Gimme 5 today, and good luck tomorrow, 8 a.m. They'll be playing for, do you know how much money they'll be playing for tomorrow at Heidi and Frank?
Let's see, I think it's still $11,000.
Now, what did I tell you about Queen on KLOS? Hello, KLOS.
This is Sam.
Sam, why are you telephoning KLOS Radio today?
Oh, God, there's a Queen song playing.
And you want to go see the LA Kings tomorrow?
I do.
Well, you did it, man. You made yourself caller 13.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Crypto.com Arena. You got three friends to take with you tomorrow night to see them take on the Boston Bruins?
I do.
Awesome. Do you have three enemies that you can call up and go, ha, you can't go. Screw you.
I probably have more of those than friends.
I know that feeling. All right. Congratulations, man. You are going tomorrow night. You can get your tickets right now at lakings.com/tickets, but don't apply to you because you just won four of them.
I'm so happy. Thank you. Happy New Year.
The one and only Jimi Hendrix didn't feel like reading the pre-approved script on This Day in Rock in 1969, and as a result, was banned from the BBC. Do you remember hitting Licorice Pizza to pick up the brand new Yes album roundabout the day it was released? Well, that was This Day in Rock in 1972. On This Day in Rock in 1991, Nirvana signed with Geffen Records. Took until September before Nevermind was released.